The Youth's Instructor, June 13, 1895. Avoid trifling speech. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But while we are saved through grace, the apostle presents the part that we are to act. He says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, lest you become an influence to lead others astray. For it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." In these scriptures is presented the co-working of God with man, and man with God. How important it is that the work shall go forward harmoniously, so that, as a result, the perfection of Christian character may be obtained through the union of the human and divine. Where this cooperation is found, these words are appropriate. "And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled, that he may present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight." Let every soul remember that the Christian armor cannot be laid aside for one moment. We are called upon to keep up the warfare, to resist Satan, to watch and pray. Where the heart is purified and refined, and made fit for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the tongue will be sanctified to the glory of God. When you hear young men jesting and joking, do not join in the merriment that dishonors Jesus Christ, who died for them, but rather reprove them. Watch over one another for good. Pray for and with one another. You can surround your souls with an atmosphere that will be like breezes from the heavenly Eden. Open your heart to the Lord Jesus. Guard your tongue. Let not your tongue run at random in jesting and joking. These are signs that your heart needs to be cleansed from its defilement. Those who are earnestly striving to obtain the world to come will act according to Christian principles in all the concerns of life. They will bring into practice the injunction, "Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." If we are sincere Christians in meeting, we shall be sincere Christians at all times and in all places. I am very desirous that all who are acquainted with Christ shall manifest the fact by the Spirit revealed in their words. Christ said, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Our words index the state of our heart. And whether men talk much or little, their words express the character of their thoughts. A man's character may be quite accurately estimated by the nature of his conversation. Sound, truthful words have the right ring in them. "The end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer."